for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For the Players, the pop culture is PlayStation podcast. Over 20 years of playing PlayStation, 40 years playing PlayStation, my apologies, and 12 plus years in the games media combined. I'd like to thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and X. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/popcultures, where you can watch us record this show live. We can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are if you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. If you're listening to us, be sure to like, subscribe. What is it? I don't know. Tell your friends or whatever. If you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/thepopcultures, as well as our merchandise store, popcultures.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other assorted shit with our logos on it. Now, first things first, housekeeping. Housekeeping. There will be no episode of For the Players next week. That is Monday the
11th, 12th.
Is that the day recording or the day it would go up?
Well, today is the 4th, so a week from today would be the 11th, so there's nothing on the 12th.
Yeah, thank you. So we will not be releasing episode on the 12th as I am moving house over that weekend, and I will not have any of my shit set up to, do it. So, simple as that. But yeah, so we discussed it last week, we're looking at getting a new property. A new rental, like my partner and I, and we happened to find one that tickled our interest, and we thought, screw it, why not? Let's apply for funsies, because it is the perfect house for us. And then we got it, and then I had to then break my lease, sort all that stuff out, and then, because we found out Thursday, Friday, somewhere around there. So I've literally just spent the last, actually, no, earlier than that, it was like Wednesday. And I've spent, most of my time just packing my shit up. So, I know you can't see it in just the square, and for those of you listening at home, you can't see it at all. The studio behind me is very, very empty. All I have is the Aloy Collector's Edition statue from Horizon Zero Dawn, an action figure of Finn Bella, WWE Universal Championship, PS2, PS3, PS1, and a Lego tall neck. That's it. And there used to be so much more stuff here. Oh, man. Max, and I know you realize this because you yourself have just moved. So, why do we own so much stuff?
I still have boxes in my garage that I haven't unpacked, so there's clearly shit out there there's clearly shit I have that I do not need on a day-to-day basis.
I'm absolutely with you.
Turns out I don't even need them on a once-a-year basis, because they're still in boxes, and I've been here for over a year now.
Well, really? Yep. Oh, yeah, you have a whole child in that time. That's a very good point. But I'm in the same boat as you. I've lived in this property, I would be coming up to 2.5 years, and the nature of why I got into this place is, obviously, I mentioned, I've talked about it before, my ex-wife, we split, so I needed a place. I lived with Max for a couple of months, 2 months, and then I got this place. And then even then, so with that understanding, all my stuff was just more about, I got to get it to here. So I never really went through it. It was there was shit that was still in boxes from when I moved into that house, 8 years before that. So I'm going through boxes today, and it's shit from my early 20s. I'm like, why do I still have you? And then there are some cool stuff, and I was like, yeah, I'm glad I still have you. I found this Darth Maul mug. It's a mug shaped in the bust of Darth Maul, not his boobs, but his head to his upper chest. And it was the first, I was very happy I found that. It was awesome. But speaking of Star Wars, I did also find my Star Wars Episode 1 chess set that my uncle gave to me, which he traded for a car back in like what, whatever year it came out. Yeah, he had very different understanding and expectations of what episode one was going to do. It's not worth a car, I can assure you.
I mean, it depends. Like, some cars are pretty. Like, would I trade your car for a chess set? Yes, in a heartbeat. Yeah. it depends on the car.
Like, I'm pretty sure it was a shitbox, but like the idea was, look, I don't know, you can take my car, just give me that. And yeah, I think he expected there to be a bit more value and a bit more legs in episode one. Now, granted, in the wake of the Star Wars sequel trilogy, episode one is looking mighty not so bad. I also found out my box of old episode one action figures. I was a real Star Wars talk. Well, I am. But also as a result, like almost, you know, I cleared out all my bedroom today, so almost all my clothes are in bags. And then I went, ah, shit, I got to wear clothes for next week. That's a dumb idea. So,
no, you don't.
Well, that's true. Hence why the one thing that did get left out was my UD, my old UDI. Because I could get like stark as nudie under here, actually apart from my clavage, you wouldn't even notice.
To be fair, you also need to use it as much as possible because in like 2 weeks' time, you're not going to need it because your house will be warm.
Oh my God, that's absolutely... Oh, you have no idea because my house is so goddamn cold right now. It was like 1 degree in my kitchen the other morning. It was bum holes. But like the new house, it's an old house, but it has insulation. It has a wood fire max. Like I won't be cold. And I asked my son, like we're sitting around this morning, and, you know, thinking about, like, obviously, this is his last weekend in this house because next time he comes around, we'll be in the new place. And I'm like, so, bud, like, you're going to miss this place? He's like, yeah. I'm not going to miss the cold, though. I'm like, my kid's like 7. And I'm like, yeah, he gets it.
Still misses our old house. She's like, I miss the doors that go bang, which are the glass sliding doors from the living room.
It's just...
Duran, but she's like, can we go back to the old house so I can see the banging doors?
Yeah. Mute in the chat says, didn't he watch the Bluey episode? Well, no, my son doesn't watch Bluey, weirdly enough. He has watched it in the past and he enjoys it, but like it's not the religious thing that like if it is for many, many households. But yeah, like I'm gonna get all sentimental for a moment. You know, as you know, this is the first house I've ever like lived in, but like by myself or with the sole intent of living by myself. So even prior to getting married, I lived with family. So I went from living with my parents separated, and then I lived with my mom. And then when I finished school, my dad was living in Melbourne. So I went and I lived with him. And then I went from living with my dad to living with my in-laws and my ex-wife. And then we got married and then we built our own house. Like I've always lived with someone. So this is the first time I've ever actively lived by myself. And then of course I had a housemate for a whole bunch of it because cost of living was garbage. But like, you know, there was a window of time where it was just me. You know, in terms of, but then by living here by myself, it's also the full independence of shopping and washing and cleaning and like all the things that you need to be a functioning human.
If you want to. Right, well.
What was that?
What was that? Sorry, what did you say?
No, I missed what you said. I want to hear what you said. That sounded funny.
Something about masturbating wherever you want, whenever.
Oh man, no, absolutely. There was like not like there were some rooms that were non-negotiable. Like I'm not touching them. Like I'm never going to jerk my wee in my son's room. Not going to happen. That's seems weird.
I thought you were going to be like the bathroom.
That's non-negotiable because I am going to jerk it in the bathroom. But you know, it's yeah. So like I have a lot of connection to this place. Like. Yeah, it's the first place that I got to sort of deck out myself, as in I got to pick where things went, how it looked, how it felt, and it, you know, what was began as this little shanty. It's not, I say shanty, it's not like a shithole, but it is a shithole. But it's just like, you know, my little shanty town. It's my little shithole. And, you know, this is the place that I had my growth. This is the... That's not a cancer or a tumor.
Another masturbation check.
No, this is the place... This is the place that, like, I had all my self-growth, right? Also not a sex thing. Like, in terms of, you know, improving my mental health to where I'm now, like, the happiest I've been in God knows how long. This is the house that I dealt with my, you know, understanding and growing my neurodivergency, and my understanding of my neurodivergency, and it probably has just grown and gotten worse. That's absolutely true. you know, there's so many things that's happened in this house, you know, good and bad, you know, but it's, I don't know, it feels great. And, you know, and I'm sure you're in that same position, Max, especially when with the house that you have now. Like, I've been pondering on this, like, it just me and myself and my life and where I'm at, like, this feels like the next logical step and a next emotional step too. Like, if I was to hang around in this place any longer, I don't think I would grow the way I want to. I think I've extended it, which not a masturbation joke, Max. You know, like, there is like any longer in this place and I'm stagnating. Where I'm now, like, I've thanks, you know, to all the work that I've done on myself and the assistance of some very, very important people in my life, yourself included, like, I've now been able to come on the other side of what was a really dark and hot...
I'm sorry.
You've set it up now. I mean, it wouldn't be me to not say something heartfelt and then it also be a subtle dick reference the entire way through. You know, yeah, I've passed that. I'm now on the other side of it all. And yeah, it's just it's so amazing to be on the other side of that. That was a really gnarly and dark time, and to come out not just happier but stronger, a little fatter, but you know, I'm okay with that. I know everything's just coming up Milhouse, and yeah, this feels like that next thing. And even the house itself is kind of like this house, but just better in every possible fucking way. You know, I get to have insulation. Ha! I still get the same wicked internet. I get more space to store all my shit. You know, there's a big honking garage, which is really great because I didn't realize I had so much shit.
There's an indoor fire, so you can set fire to the actual houses.
So if I don't have to use a barbecue to set my house on fire this time. You know, and then, you know, I get to also do it with a really cool person too, which is really, really fun. You know, it's not something I expected to do in such, not a quick quote unquote time. Also, dick thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, no rice cookers, you blew up the last one. That's true, I did blow up the rice cooker. So that is another memory that I'll have of the other rice cooker I got that didn't blow up. So fucking, how did you remember that, Mute? That is incredible. I completely forgot that I blew out an entire fucking rice cooker. It was loud and it stunk. And it was, oh man, good man. That's an incredible memory. Holy shit. Yeah, no, you know, it's cool. It feels like, you know, I've got everything's in place for me to take that next step in my life and to, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm shitting myself at the same time. Absolutely shitting myself. But it should be fun.
Well, as long as you don't have, like, a catastrophic event like what almost happened to us when we moved.
Wait, what was yours again? What was your catastrophic?
Ellie ended up in hospital.
Oh, that's right, because the diabetes went all weird, eh?
Yeah, she had this gnarly fucking...
Thank you.
Yeah,
mate.
She ended up in hospital, and luckily, I have such amazing friends that just rocked up to my house while I was in hospital with Ellie.
Yeah.
And they literally packed up the rest of my house for me. They're like, here's all the tubs, and they just started dropping them off to the new place. So as long as that doesn't happen, you should be sweet.
Well, it would be really bad because it means one of us would have to find out we have diabetes. And
I mean, it could just be another catastrophic. Like maybe
Only that one.
You're apparently disappearing to a wrestling show on the Saturday afternoon. Maybe you get like impaled on a table. Like, who knows? Things go wrong.
Look, that's for context, right? Like, so we found out we're moving relatively quick, and there's a show next weekend, like next Saturday night, that I agreed to. It's one of my regular ones that I work. So it's like, oh, wait, we're moving house that weekend. Okay, so I'm going to start move some big things and then fucking see ya. I'm going to go watch people hurt each other. You know, like it's, I'll get paid for it and that pay will certainly like help with costs of moving and things. But yeah, it does feel kind of dirty of me. So like I understand that. Dear God. Dear God indeed. How about yourself, Max? No catastrophic events this week?
No, not really.
Well, that's good to know.
It's been a pretty chill week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Haven't done much. Like I feel like I haven't done much.
Yeah, like I'm in the same, apart from like the franticness of fucking packing all, I went real Aussie for a second there. Fucking packing all my shit up. Like yeah, it's been like a really kind of like not much is really happening. Which is a bum, but you know. Cause even then, like, oh, actually, well, next week's something cool, right? So, Max and I were invited to the premiere of Borderlands, the movie. I'm off to see that next week. You're unable to make it.
No, I've got to fucking work. It's a bit late notice for me to call in.
Yeah, because like it was one of those things that we found out, and then it's like, yeah, like went dead quiet, and then out of nowhere, it's like, hey, it's next Wednesday. So yeah, that should be very fun. I'm keen to go see that movie. I'll make sure to record my thoughts, and seeing as there won't be a show next week, we'll, you know, we might record something on like the Monday or Tuesday after, if we're able to, because like if once my stuff's all set up, sweet.
You taking anyone?
Yeah, I got the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
I meant to the movie, you fuck with.
Oh no.
Fair enough.
What was your question? Sorry, you said time off or am I taking someone with me? What did you ask?
No, yeah. Are you taking someone with you?
Oh, I thought you said you're taking time off. I'm like, no, what the fuck would I take time off for a movie? I did originally invite my partner and she's like, no. I'm like, that's fair. no, she was like, there's a reason why she couldn't go. I'm sure she made up it on the spot. Just be like, I don't want to go to a stupid fucking video game movie. Oh, and it was mostly because we're all moving house and stuff. It's probably a really good reason. Yeah, I'm going to take my housemate with me, which would be fine. So it'll be fine. Be like, yeah, I was going to take someone. So if not, Padge will be there, which will be cool. But yeah. Yeah, let me just taking down my notes. Because I've realized I've missed the last 3 points. I didn't grab the timestamps. And I don't want to go. I don't want to listen back to find them. You know, just because I'm lazy. So, Max, what have you been playing this week?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Actually, I haven't barely played anything. It's been a quiet week. I've had a lot of... My mum's down at the moment. I've been hanging out with her, trying to make the most of it. Obviously celebrated my birthday Friday, so I went to the movies.
Happy birthday! Yeah, it was good. Good birthday?
Yeah. 34.
Fuck.
Almost mid-30s.
Yeah, I'm in my mid-30s at the end of this year. I'm not looking forward to it.
And then, yeah, so we went and saw Deadpool and Wolverine on the Friday.
Yeah.
Mint. Loved it. It's great. Then on Saturday, my friends took me out for my birthday, went out to Armstrong Creek Barbecue for lunch.
Oh, is that place good or what?
So good.
Okay. So the fun part. So in order to get my son home, I got to drive down that Torquay Highway, and I saw that. And James is like, "What flag is that?" I remember looking at it. Cause I never looked at it while I'm driving at 80 fucking k's down this road. I'm like, pretty sure that's the Puerto Rican flag. Why have they painted the Puerto Rican flag on the side of this fucking shed? And then like when they realized they painted this thing like a bajillion years ago. As I'm doing Donald Trump hands for some reason. So they painted it and then out of nowhere it became a restaurant. And then it's like, Texas barbecue. I'm like, oh, that's the Texas flag. And it was funny because James found out before I did. So we were driving. I went to pick him up and we're driving back. He goes, hey, Daddy, you know how we thought that was, you know how you thought there was that the Puerto Rican flag? I'm like, yeah. He goes, it's the Texas flag. I'm like, thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Thanks for pointing out my unintelligible knowledge of flags.
My inadequacy
of flag reading. But yeah, so what did you get at this place? Tell it. It sounds delicious. I want to hear all of it. I know we're really pushed for time, so I probably shouldn't. No, but
I also got the two meat, two side platter. So I got brisket and pulled pork. I got German potato salad because there's nothing Texans love more than German potato salad, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, what makes it German? Like, it's just...
And I got Texas chili.
Oh, like that's not a thing for me, but I know you like your spice.
And then, like, even more, like, just Texan, I got a fucking taco as well.
It sounds like you went and did, like, that Graysland, but just in a building.
So, you go up and you tell the people what you want, and they fucking carve it on the spot. And then I get to the end, because I went with friends. I was the last person to order. They're like, oh, your meal's already been paid for. I'm like, you guys are the best.
Yeah. So in that case, crack fingers, you know, like.
And then I went and then we went and saw Deadpool again.
Yeah. How was it? So it's like, would you rate it? Should I go check out this building?
Yeah, if you go, let me know. I'll come with you.
Oh, cool. It's like, well, we do need a new Pistol Pete's. So for those who don't know, Mute will remember with his crazy memory, but like there was a Cajun, you know, restaurant here in Geelong, which was called Pistol Pete's. It's where we used to get our chicken and waffles. But they've closed down recently. And, you know, one of the only times that Max and I ever like weirdly socialize outside of doing this fucking show was to go and get chicken and waffles. So I'm happy to put that as Texas barbecue instead.
Hang on, I'm just going to...
Oh, hang on. I hope. Yeah, there we go. That's come nice and sharp. Damn.
That's what I got. That was delicious. So it comes with like bread, comes with like pickled onions, pickles.
Nice.
It's like a palate cleanser between the two things. Ah, comes with bread. You make your own fucking sandwiches.
Oh, you didn't have to eat. The fact that there's also sandwiches, like it was already a really cool idea, and now I know there's a sandwich. I'm like,
it's good. I've been twice. I went first when they like just after they opened up,
ooh,
and I've been again, and since then their prices have gone up by an entire $2.
Bastards.
So they're two sides to two things. What was $30 is now $32. But the food's still incredibly good.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just a gentrification, right? You know, now everyone knows it's there. Because there was also that like that barbecue joint down near, this doesn't help anyone not in Geelong, down near the KFC on Tokyo Highway.
Just yeah, near where ages ago.
Yeah, and I always meant to go.
And it closed because it was subpar and fucking expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember it being expensive, but I never went.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, in terms of what I've been playing this week, because very similar to Max, that's where we're supposed to be going with this conversation. We got stuck in the meat, hot. Yeah, the only thing I've really been playing this week is just more Elder Scrolls Online. Like, I think I've hit like 80 hours now, and for me, that's an ungodly amount to focus on one game, because it's been like, what, a month and a half since Gold Road came out?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I'm just fucking smashing it. But one thing that, like, I did spend a lot of...
Actually, there is a story I should tell. I re-downloaded Call of Duty.
Oh, that's right, because you messaged me and be like, yo, I could get the I could get fucking Rhea Ripley pack. I'm like, oh.
So I downloaded... All of my friends have been offline lately. Mm. And I've wanted to play some DMZ for a while. Kind of kick it back to the days of the Yonder.
Yeah.
I played 3 games of DMZ.
Still good?
Everything's changed so much.
Yeah.
So it's fine. Everyone,
I thought they stopped supporting it though.
Yeah, they did, but I stopped playing it before it was kind of stopped supporting it. So all the gun updates have, like, obviously all the like the balance patches still hit, like the guns work. So everything, what used to be good is not great anymore. But I'm playing. I didn't want to try too hard, so I squatted up with two random people to be like, you know, if I go down, they'll come pick me up. And we're running around, they're like, they're quite friendly. Oh, where are you from? They're like, oh, we can hear a fan. Are you like somewhere tropical? I'm like, no, I'm fucking Melbourne. They're like, why the fuck's your heat? Why have you got a fan on? I'm like, because the heater's on. It's fucking hot as shit in here.
Turn the heater off, you dingus.
And they're like, oh, you know, what's the game plan? I'm like, dude, I haven't played this in like years. I'm just going to chill.
Yeah.
And they're like, cool, no worries, follow us. I'm like, hey, there's some people up there parachuting across. And because it's DMZ, everyone's mic's live with proximity champ.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to take a shot at him. And I sniped this guy out of midair. And then I just hear this, what I presume to be a 10-year-old squeaker, call me a cunt. Okay, now I remember why I stopped playing
it. Obviously, I remember why you should have kept playing it. You know? Damn.
And then the next round, I'm like, okay, I'm in a building. My two allies are down. And I can hear people around us. And I'm like, hey, we're chill, man. I'm chill. Just leave us be. You go your way, we'll go my way. You took some casualties, I took some casualties. You get your people up.
I love
up,
how
I'll
you negotiate, DMZ. It's funny.
And he's like, I'm coming for you, boy. And I'm like, I've got a shotgun and we're inside. Like, this is not a good idea.
You're about to get fucked, yeah?
And he's like, nah, shotguns are bad. And he walks through the door and he gets pummeled in the fucking chest. Nicole, can you pick me up, man? Can you pick me up? I'm like, no, I gave you the chance to walk away. And then I got killed as soon as I walked outside to go get my teammates because some other team had fucking rolled up on us.
Yeah, because they're hearing you two fucking blabber on for 25 minutes and like the proximity chat's open to everyone.
So it's just, yeah, the game's still fine. It's fun. It would be more fun if I was playing with my friends, but it's still fun.
Yeah, the problem that I have is because I didn't buy the whatever the last Call of Duty was. I didn't buy that Call of Duty.
Well, Warzone is free. So DMZ is free. Yeah, that's right. It's part of Warzone.
Yeah, and like we had a lot of fun, and I wouldn't mind going back to it. I did really enjoy it for all of its kind of, you know, idiosyncrasies. Like all the bots just focusing on me, which is still one of the funniest fucking things in the world.
The old bot in the game.
but yeah, no, look, so for me, it's pretty much just 80 hours of fucking The Elder Scrolls Online. But one thing, so my son out of nowhere has wanted to play God of War Ragnarok. So we played God of War 2018, and then he's like, I don't want to play that anymore. And then he's like, I want to play Ragnarok. I have a feeling it's some sort of, it would have to be some sort of, what's I'm looking for? Like some sort of YouTube influence, all right? Because he knows I love God of War, right? And I don't think he would have picked the game entirely on the idea that he knows that I love it. He probably kept playing and wants to talk to me about it because he knows I love it. But yeah, out of nowhere, he's like, I'm going to play God of War Ragnarok. I'm like, okay, cool. So the other morning, he video calls me because he needs help. And then he comes here and goes, I want to play Ragnarok. I'm like, bud, but you're playing on like your mum's account. So you'd have to start again. Like, you're reasonably deep in. He was up to, like, he just rescued Tyr. And he would have been like 10 minutes away from getting to the Agrabota stuff, right? And he's like, nah, I'll just start again. And then he goes, oh, wait, there's New Game Plus. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you finished it. I'm like, yeah. He's like, can I just off your new game? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we put in New Game Plus, and now we suddenly, because I platinumed that bitch, I have everything. And he's just like kid in a candy store. He's like, you know, Daedric spearing just fucking anything. He's just, you know, dicked the outfit and like customize it to appear like this crazy shit. He's having a blast. And then where did he get up to? He just got up to... Oh, I'm trying to think. I think he's about to get the spear. It's not the Daedric spear, by the way. The Daedric spear is one of my movesets in fucking Elder Scrolls. What is the spear in God of War?
The one that you get at the very end of the game.
That
Thingo and...
Yeah. Oh, that's right. No, he's currently in the elf one. The one where we go and see Freya's brother. Varvindal? No.
Talk about the Dropnir spear.
Dropnir, that's the one. Yeah, that comes a bit later in the game. Because,
I swear it's like the very end of the game.
Yeah, so he's just off. He's off to see Freya and Freyr. Which is a good little place to stop. But, yeah, and then when I dropped him off back at home, back at his mum's tonight, you know, he's like, oh, and then next thing you know, he's playing God of War Ragnarok again. But he's back at the elves place, Ivindale, whatever the fuck. No, that's fucking Lord of the Rings.
Fucking Ivindale.
Yeah, wherever the fuck the elves live. at this very second, I can't remember the name of the different realms, but Alfheim is the correct answer.
Was it Alfheim or was it Svartalheim?
Svartalheim is the dwarves.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah. So in Alfheim. And then he doesn't have any of the runes, he doesn't have the drop near, he's got nothing. He's like, meh, he gets a real cranky at the game because he's like playing at my place and had all the extras. But it was been really cool. So like we've got to have some lovely moments this week where he's asked me questions about the game and I get to story questions. So I get to explain it all and then in turn explain like why I love it. And you know, he's old enough now to like understand it. So, like, when I talk about it and how I love it from, like, a father-son relationship standpoint, you know, he's able to identify, like, that's a big part for him as well. because obviously he and I are very, very close. Yeah, no, it's been really lovely. And watching, playing that game again, dear God, what an absolutely remarkable game. Like, it is just visually insane. In fucking sane.
Mate, it didn't even win Game of the Year that year. It was fucking trash.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch so hard. But saying that, though, it comes out in, like, what, 15 days or something on PC? When that code comes in, I'm downloading that bitch. I'm going to play that bastard again. Like, I may even just... maybe not right now because...
is this why I got the Ghost of Tsushima code?
So absolutely, because fuck that game. I'm playing Ragnarok. And, like, I'm really mad that I gave you the God of War code because I really want to play God of War again on PC. And it's really goddamn expensive. So it's bumming me out. Bumming me out. But anyway, let's get into the section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation.
We'll kick things off, as we always do, with some PlayStation news.
PlayStation, I like how you, central- you write that with the start of every single one. But yeah, it makes sense because the PlayStation fucking Showmax.
Shut up, Ryan. PlayStation Essentials. We have Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, PS5, PS4. If you got a really shit car, you could probably trade it for it. We got Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, PS5, PS4, and the only game on this list worth playing, Ender Lily's Quiet of the Nights, PS4.
Okay.
I'm so unimpressed with this month's
I look, I agree with you. Ender Lily's does seem really cool, and I haven't played it. The Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga is like the collection and improved, like, Star Wars Lego. Like, it's all 9 films, which is cool. Five Nights at Freddy's, I wish I had this now because I had to buy it because my kid loves it. And, like, I've seen it enough times that, like, I enjoy it, but also I fucking hate it. So, it is, like, the better of the Freddy's games. And, like, the introduction of, like, Sun and Moon, they're really great characters. I quite like them. But yeah, Lego Star Wars is good. But Ender Lilies, I don't think I've ever played. I have no idea what it's about.
It's a side scroller hack and slash, I'm pretty sure.
Oh shit, that sounds actually really fun. Damn. Yeah. All right. Well, this is, I'm going to, because there's a couple here, we'll just go to and fro. So next one, this is really, the irony of this one is very, very funny because you came over to my house today for this sole purpose. So the PSVR 2 sales. So PSVR 2 sales are currently going through the roof, well, relatively speaking, having jumped some 2,350% since Sony announcing fairly drastic discounts. Pardon me, with further savings to be had at select retailers. So they bumped like 200, pardon yeah, me, bucks off the price US.
Yep.
And like, that's quite a bump. But then like, yeah.
They sold more units in a 24-hour period than they had in the previous 7 months.
Yeah. Because
now
there was...
Granted, that could have just been one.
Oh, I assure you they were selling like 4. You know what I mean? Like, it's not good. Like, you know, they stopped production on X amount of months ago. Yeah, about a year ago, I think it felt like we're not going to make any more. They've not supported it in any major way. The announcement of the PC dongle clearly tells you that they have no interest in supporting it in the long term. So this does seem like a complete decision to just clear stock. And it's working, once again, relatively speaking. Because I've had the PSVR 2, like our shared custody PSVR 2 at my place for a while. And my son's played it a couple times recently, even played it this weekend. But like, I haven't put it on. Like, and then you're like, hey, out of nowhere, I'm like, hey, can I get the PSVR? I'm like, sure, come get it. What was it that makes you want to jump on it now again?
Cold.
Oh, that's right. The temperature. Yes, right.
I can actually play games without like feeling gross.
And that's the downside of
I think the last time I had it was like middle of summer.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is not fun in any way, shape, or form.
Did you have any like games in mind that you're wanting to check out?
Not really. Just can play the usual. Oh, you know what's going to end up happening? It's going to fucking sit there. I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, probably.
And then you'll be like, hey man, can I have a back? I'll be like, sure. And it'll already be packed up, ready to go.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, everything's here, including the Lord of the Rings DVD that I gave back to you. Oh, yeah, like I was going to watch that too.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Go.
Have you frozen completely? Are you still there?
No, I'm still here. I'm still around.
Did my internet die or is it on your end?
No, you're still here. You're great.
La, 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 la.
Oh, that's uncomfortable. Birdo. Yeah, I'm great. I'm the one uploading. I'm doing fantastic. Well, let's see. PSVR 2. I'm going to message Max and be like, yo, everything's fine, bro. No. Yeah, he's good. Am I good? Or Max good? I'm not going to edit this out because I'm fucking lazy. But, not here. Ha ha! It's just a Max issue.
Is it just Discord? Do I need to leave and come back?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you guys look good on my end. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh! Cool. Oh! We're back? That was an intense couple seconds. But yeah, no, everything's perfectly fine on my end. Like, you're coming through crystal clear.
You were just like... And I'm like, okay.
Which is true. I do sometimes have little seizure-y moments and just stop in place.
Like, is it me? I'm like going over to my other screen, like refreshing web page. I'm like, no, my internet's fine. What the fuck?
All right. Well, now you can transition to you.
And then there was one. Microsoft has officially shuttered the Xbox 360 store following in the historic footsteps of Nintendo, which closed the Wii U shop back in 2019. Against all odds, that somehow leaves Sony's overpriced, notoriously difficult to develop for PS3 as the last 7th-gen video game console to remain online, with functioning, albeit a deserted marketplace. The war is over, everybody. Lay down your controllers. Sony wins. As Sony is still rumored to struggle to port PS3 titles to modern platforms, it's probably a good thing, just from a video game preservation perspective, that, and of course the threat of the PlayStation faithful rioting once more, as they notably did last time Sony tried to take off their PlayStation store. So yeah, they're the last ones alive.
Yeah, look, it's not a good thing, because it's just a death rattle. Like, as I mentioned last week when I pulled the PS3 out for no reason, and I was going through the store, I'm like, this store sucks. It runs like ass. The selection is bum. Like, there are a bunch of games that you think should be on there that aren't there, but there's a bunch of games that shouldn't be there that are, and it's just bad. So, like, is it still alive? Yeah, but is that a good thing? Like, it's that real tough balance of, you know, like, from a preservation standpoint, you know, back when they were going to close originally, at least there was still everything on there. But it appears that the PlayStation are just actively choosing to not reinstate licenses in terms of, or agreements. So if something, if an agreement for a game lapses, pardon me, they're not going to pay to have it back on their store or support it back on their store. They just go, eh, and just let it go away. So that's an interesting thing. But I don't know. Like, it's... When was the last time you went into that old store, Max?
I think back when I had a PS3 and not anything else.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I've used my PS3 since to do some, like, data transfer stuff, but not for store purposes.
And that tells you, right? Like, I do appreciate preservation. It's great, and it is awesome. However, like, there has to be a limit, right? But ideally, that, you know, they're trying to bring them over, they can sort of go from there. All right, let's do this next piece. This is all about Bungie. Now, I'm going to do all the talking here. I'm going to read all these points out, and then obviously Max being more interested in party, when it comes to Bungie, they will jump in and say things. Overselling and underperforming. It seems as though more and more in the know people are weighing in on the deeply unfortunate situation at Bungie. The Destiny developer has now been accused of overselling itself to Sony, back when they were acquired at the company in 2022, and promising a kind of commercial success that simply wasn't realistic. Quote, I think Sony overpaid for Bungie. An ex-Bungie source told Gamefile. I think Bungie sold things they were just not able to deliver, they added. End quote. It's a damning note when you consider the $3.6 billion buyout fee on top of how Bungie has seemingly handled its business since the acquisition. But it gets even crazier, though, with one source stating the alternate to a sale could well have been insolvency. The question then is whether Sony saw all of this coming. It's not a great look for former boss Jim Ryan and his entourage if the firm did indeed overpay for a developer that would just 2 years ago find itself in a financially questionable state. Now, Max, would you like me to read the second part before we have open conversation?
I can do the layoffs.
No, as in, I'm happy to read it, but like, did you want to talk about this part and then the layoffs?
No, we'll do all of it. Then we'll
beautiful. All right, in that case, more layoffs.
So Bungie has confirmed it will be letting go of around 220 employees, quote, due to rising costs of development and industry shifts, as well as enduring economic conditions, end quote. As a result, the team will be further integrated into PlayStation Studios as a further 155 workers, separate from the 220, will be transitioning from Bungie to positions within Sony. 29% of positions within Bungie will disappear, including the majority of executive and senior lead roles. In a post to the Bungie blog, its CEO, Pete Parsons, said, quote, "Today is a difficult and painful day, especially for our departing colleagues, all of which have made important and valuable contributions to Bungie. Our goal is to support them with the utmost care and respect for everyone affected by this job reduction. We will be offering a generous exit package, including severance, bonuses, and health coverage," end quote. He continues to explain that Bungie must restructure with more, quote, "realistic goals and viable financials," end quote. Bungie will now integrate 155 employees into Sony Interactive Entertainment over the next couple of quarters. Quote, "SIE has worked tirelessly with us to identify roles for as many of our people as possible, enabling us together to save a great deal of talent that would otherwise have been affected by the reduction in force," explained Parsons. The CEO also confirms that the new team within PlayStation Studios is being created to continue development of one of Bungie's, quote, "incubation projects." "We are working with PlayStation Studios leadership to spin out one of our incubation projects, an action game set in a brand new science fantasy universe, to form a new studio within PlayStation Studios to continue its promising development. Work on Destiny 2 and Marathon will continue under Bungie." Expanding on how Bungie ended up in this situation, Parsons has said that the studio became stretched too thinly across multiple incubation projects, and its studio support structures grew to, quote, "a larger level than we could realistically support," end quote. Then, last year, the team encountered more issues with the economic downturn and its miss with Destiny 2 Lightfall. Quote, "We were overly ambitious, our financial safety margins were subsequently exceeded, and we began running in the red," end quote.
All right, Max, I will add my comments after, but you, as a more seasoned veteran, like Bungie and Bungie player, both on with the Halo and then into Destiny, you may not know the inner workings of them as a studio, but from where you sit and what you know, how do you look at the information that we've been presented with about Bungie?
So there's obviously other things that have come out around this. So there was some information leaked on Pete Parsons himself, who had spent, what was it, like $2.4 million on cars 2 days prior to all these firings. For the last like year and a half, he's just been fucking spending money buying old classic cars. And everyone's like, you know, why is there no accountability from the C-suite? Why are they not taking the hits? Why are they saying, oh, we will forgo our bonuses, we will take a cut, we need to keep these jobs going? And you know, Lightfall was obviously a big miss, and although critically the final shape was well, the data shows us that sold even less than what Lightfall did. So they were already in a bad position. They got bought by Sony. Sony injected a lot of money into them. They went, okay, this is cool, let's onboard people, let's ramp things up. And then it looks like they've bit off more than they can chew. They've gone, oh shit, we've hired too many people, things aren't progressing as fast as they go as we intended. Lightfall was a failure in the eyes of a money making product. Final Shape didn't do as well as we anticipated either. So we've gone from anticipating that our final release for Destiny 2 was going to be a big hit. It was going to bring us in the money that we needed to keep the studio going and support going until Marathon releases in, I think, 2025 now. So I think it recently got pushed. There's talk that Destiny 2 will be continuing on, but it will no longer receive paid editions each year. You will get two smaller seasons and two like expansions that will now be just free to try and onboard new players. But it's gotten to the point where it is no longer viably making them the money that they need to keep the studio alive. And like I said, they've bitten off more than they can chew. They hired too many people after they got this safety net from PlayStation, and they kind of squandered it a little bit too much. And it sucks for all these people that have that have lost these jobs, and then obviously because they're being bought into Sony and they're also moving people from Bungie to SIE, there's a lot of obviously overlapping roles. So whenever there's mergers or buyouts, people tend to lose their jobs regardless because of those overlapping roles that are no longer needed in both sets of the companies. But it's just a real shame that their legacy of what could have been has just been completely diminished by a lack of both character in their leadership and the lack of accountability that they're willing to take on, and just the direction in which they took it. It's a real shame because Bungie, obviously, you know, they had their hiccups with the I think it was Activision that they had a publishing deal with at the time when they were doing that. They obviously, I think they got out of that 2 years early. Yes. They went back to being independent, and then Sony stepped in and went, "Hey, we want you guys to come and, you know, kind of be our tent pole for live services. You clearly know what you're doing. Come over here, help us out." And then so far we have yet to see a single live service game come out of SIE. Mm-hmm. We've had a few cancelled, but none have seen the light of day yet. And it's just, you do have to wonder, with a $3.6 billion price tag, has Sony realistically gotten their money's worth? At what point do Sony step in and be like, okay, this isn't going the way we wanted it to?
The answer is now. Yeah.
We are now taking over. They send in Herman to just bring him in, and they kind of just they rein out their autonomy and you know, fold them into the SIE machine.
Yeah. So a couple of things that align with what my thoughts align with what you're saying. So first thing we'll probably mention about is it the game creative director, the head of the studio, which one was it?
Parsons?
Yeah, Parsons. CEO. Yeah, CEO. My apologies. Thank you. So
he was originally a developer back in, I think he joined the company in 2012, and then he left.
Oh, that's right. He left and then came back. He
created, he co-created his own studio, and then he came back in 2016.
Yeah.
Just before the launch. Yeah.
So from an optic standpoint, in terms of how it looks, yeah, going and buying $2 million worth of cars, whatever, not awesome at all. Mm. From like, especially with that imminent news. However, that money was already gone. Like, that wasn't money. That was not money that was taken from the company. To, you know, yeah. It's the same way that, like, what I do with my salary is literally no one else's fucking business. And same goes for this guy. Like, he, you know, whether it be because of the sellout, the buyout, as in selling to PlayStation, everyone got those great retention bonuses. Everyone got a good bump, including himself. Right. What he does with his money is entirely up to him. Are we all collectively jealous that he has $2 million to buy on cars? Fuck yes we are, because I would like $2. If someone had $2, I'd be really stoked about it. You know, that things, money's not awesome. You know, there's a big, $2 would be great. But, excuse me, I'm not that dire, but I get you, it's more of the point. But, you know, even then, judging by like what we've been seeing and in terms of the company of itself, if he was to then take that $2 million and reinvest it back into the company, think like when the guy was running Nintendo at the time, when the Wii U didn't sell, and he voluntarily took a huge cut to his salary just to support, you know, to keep things going as they were. We wouldn't see that. That seems merely like a Japanese decision, that you were not going to see that happen in Western countries, and we didn't. We saw a bunch of layoffs instead. But even then, like, that money would probably support them from what was the estimate that I heard today, about a year, which is cool.
Which would see them through to their next release in the marathon.
Yes. However, like, even then, I think they're a team about 1,100, and now they're going to be about a team about 600. And, like, that's still a substantially large studio. One of the big failures that they had as a company, and I do think a little bit is it the fault of Activision, that they, you know, by instilling the 10-year deal, and you are under a requirement to release X amount of titles within 10 years of this agreement, and the law of diminishing returns identifies, you know, like sort of connection over time, not diminishing returns, my apologies, you know, like the, over time, is that there will be a constant decrease in the average player count or the average, you know, individual that's willing to buy and support Destiny 2 financially. So each DLC, you get a minor peak and it drops back down. But that, I can assure you that that peak will never match the previous peak, right? The bump from that last one, great. Next one, not going to happen. Am I still around or have I died again?
No, you're good.
Oh, because my Explorer just wigged out. So, with those ebbs and those flows, like, therefore, you're never going to see that previous peak again. So, I am firmly of the belief now, with the information that we have, that the Activision deal and the reason that they went, well, you can go and take everything with you, was not out of the kind heartness of Activision. They saw the writing on the wall. They saw that there is no growth in this space, at least with Bungie, right? And whether it be the way they handle it from a management standpoint, the way they function as an overarching business, that, you know, for Activision to then choose to go and step away. Now, we obviously can't speak to Bungie stepping away from Microsoft back after Halo. ODST. I can't remember whether they stepped away, whether the contract ended or whatever. Like, that's too far away for the writing to be on the wall for that, I feel. But we can, at least from Activision through to now, we can. There's enough.
It was in 2007, Bungie announced that it had split from Microsoft and became a privately held independent company.
Okay. So in order to go from that to that to that to that, like, it does feel like that they're like, let's cut our losses and drop you. Bye. Thank you. See ya. You know, and like, I feel that's what Activision did. And then, you know, to what was mentioned in the piece of someone going, hey, this is what Bungie can deliver. You know, Jim Ryan and the Sony team clearly, you know, at least from a front-facing standpoint, saw what Bungie was doing and like, oh, these guys presumably get it. But they clearly don't. And to know that PlayStation have spent $3.6 billion on the acquisition of Bungie and they have not spent that amount of money on any other purchase or even remotely close, it tells you that there was something not true. And as you mentioned, right, you know, but to make things worse, they're barely running themselves together as an individual department or individual business. Then we know they've had their hands over most of those live service games that Sony have released. Now, do I think that Bungie's involvement, if they hadn't got involved, we would still have got Last of Us Online? Probably not, because I think Naughty Dog would have really quickly realized the amount of work it would take to run that title and given up anyway.
I think they've also realized that a lot of development teams who work primarily or solely on single player titles, whenever they've tried to shift to that multiplayer live service, whether it be Marvel Avengers, Suicide Squad, Anthem, they have all failed .
Yeah, absolutely. Rocksteady do not make those games. So making them do Suicide Squad was a horrible decision. Same goes for, was it Crystal Dynamics that did Avengers? Not what they do. They did fucking Tomb Raider games. And then
BioWare did Anthem.
Yeah, BioWare did Anthem. BioWare, not known for making those games. So like, it is a bad call by both the larger team, the larger creative team, as well as, you know, the investors, the publishers, whomever, right? But, you know, even then, it's just, but there's been times where it's pivoted, right? Like, if we think about Guerrilla were working on Killzone, a first-person shooter, and then they pivoted to a third-person, action-adventure title with Horizon. There was quite a bit of, you know, drop-off where staff that will work there, like, no, we're here to make first-person shooters. So they then had to leave because what they were making wasn't it anymore. So like that pivot's not a horrible thing, but I don't know. I look at this with Bungie and I go, Sony made a bad call. And it's a shame that it's a very expensive bad call. We think about it very clearly. We can see that they oversold themselves and what they could do and what they could achieve, and they've underdelivered. Now, it is very funny to hear that the final shape with its incredible well reception compared to Lightfall, failed to even match its sales. Like, that's intriguing because people have been disconnected for so long that they have to play like four DLCs worth, right? You know, suddenly it's not so achievable anymore. And what we're seeing here with Bungie, I think, is indicative of the larger long tail of a live service game. Like, there's no way that people can think, that the companies can think, that people, the average player, the average consumer, would care enough about a title to play it for 10 years. And then so much so, bring in new people to then watch it and engage in it further, right? Like, it's simply just dumbfounding to think that. Yeah. But also, clearly, there is a... with that many individuals, 1,100 individuals... that sucks. That sucks real hard to lose a bunch. But that is so many people and they still can't get their shit together. Like, it is very much like bigger isn't always better. Like, we look over at Activision right now, when how many teams come together to make Call of Duty? And is Call of Duty just now a carbon copy of everybody else's shooter? Like, for a company that used to lead the way, they now copy everybody else. So it's very interesting to see how that happens. But it is good to know that at least some of them are being separated and taken off into a new studio. It's interesting that this is acknowledged as a secret Sony studio, in the same way that we know there's the guys doing the Uncharted title, but we don't know where. I think it's part of Sony Santa Monica, from memory. San Diego, the guys that do Mobby the Show. That's good. I mean, it makes me intrigued what they were going to do. And it is, like, you know how you talk about when is that time for like Herman Holst and the individuals to come in and take control? The answer is happening right now. For them, like, clearly went in and went, you guys are all fucked. What's that? Yeah. That's an idea you've got? Cool. That's ours now. We're going to take it and we're going to run it properly for you. Like, we're not going to leave it in your hands, because if you guys want to exist as a studio, you give that to us, and whoever's left, you work on Marathon, you work on Destiny, but we're taking this and we're going to build something out of it and make it financially somewhat stable. I think I hit all the beats there.
Yep.
And plus, you'll push for time?
A little bit, but no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that ticks all the boxes. It's just, yeah, interesting.
Mm. Quick bits. The release date for Dragon Age Veilguard will be announced this month.
Is there an expected window on that, do you reckon?
It was supposed to be fall this year.
That's right. Is that the US fall, yeah?
Yeah.
So this year.
This month we're expected to get a release date.
Well, that checks out. Well, we're in August now, which puts us... you know, what's that, September through to November. So we're that's right on the money. October-ish. Yeah.
Valorant is now live on PlayStation 5 in some regions, not ours.
Is there anything around that? Because it's just not in the Australian one for some reason.
It says Japan, America, UK, Europe, but not us. Apparently, if you download it using...
Pivot your mic a little bit. You're talking to the side of it.
If you use a
not the mic, the actual mic, I can see. Yeah, yeah.
Go. If you use the if you have a PSN from a different region, you can download the player, yeah. And then when it asks you to sign in, you can log in with your Oceanic account, and it will give you Oceanic servers.
Wow.
But for whatever reason, it is not on the Australian store to just download the application.
Bizarre.
It just says not available for purchase.
Yeah, the fact that you mentioned that there's like the Oceanic servers and stuff, that really throws a spanner in. I was like, oh, maybe it's like a regional rollout thing, but... because a regional rollout would imply those studios would be... those servers would be switched on until they're needed.
Yeah. As we just spoke about, Sony's establishing a new PlayStation Studio team for PS5 sci-fi action game comprised of ex-Bungie peoples. Tony Pankhurst, the curator of the Dark Pictures anthology, has passed away.
Now, that's the actual... is that like the guy that played the voice? Yeah. Aw, I thought it was the actual curator. I'm like, well, it's not the actor, but no, it's the actor. And that sucks.
Yes.
Aw. Because like that was admittedly one of the best parts of that. But thankfully, in a weird way, the way they've structured the anthology is that, you know, they did the first four and that closed off one half, and they're now heading into the next four. So having a transition to a new curator could be a bit fun as well.
And I didn't put it in, but I'll add it now. The Darksiders will write again, THQ Nordic.
Yeah.
Mentioned in a live stream earlier this week that they are actively developing a new entry into the Darksiders franchise.
Yeah, there was a big THQ Nordic super showcase, and there was a bunch of things announced out of it. Not a lot of bajillions of good things. Also, we should mention one thing that I did see this week we haven't mentioned yet was Fire Sprite, the team behind Horizon Call of the Mountain. They themselves have been putting out some job listings for a upcoming title, which they mention as explicitly as a next gen title, which unless they're using to refer that as PS5, it could also be PS6. So it's still early days on that, but that's something worth mentioning, because yeah, they last thing they did was Call of the Mountain. So, and apparently they're also doing like a dark third person action adventure, like everything we're used to experiencing. Just get more of that, but from a Fire Sprite instead. Woo.
It's Bloodborne PS5.
Oh God, everyone would just die, wouldn't it? But anyways, that does bring us to the end of the show. Big thank you everyone for checking it out. We appreciate it because, you know, time is cool and you've shared it with us, so thank you. But as a reminder, next week there will not be an episode dropping at the usual time. There may be one a couple days later. See how we go. But I like, you know, you're like, hey, I want a week off. I'm like, a week off would be nice.
Have a week off.
So we'll wait and see how we're going. If something amazing happens, something huge drops.
There may be two short-ish videos this week?
Yeah, I might drop a couple little short videos, obviously one about Borderlands and one about something else that I've got in the works, so we'll see that. But yeah, it won't be a full-blown episode, but that is all well and good. Got a whole house.
It'll be a super light news week. It won't even matter.
Yes, unless something massive happens, and then we'll be like, oh, we'll come in and say something, but we probably won't say a whole bunch. All right, Max, let's get out of here.
All right, everybody. This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and X. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/thepopculturist, where you can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you're listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you can watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/thepopculturist, as well as our merchandise store, popculturist.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other assorted shit with our logos on it. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And that was for the players.
And one last cheeky quick bit, because I totally forgot that this happened. Fucking Game Informer shut down after 33 years.
Yeah, who would have thought, man? Like, no one reads fucking online print media. Like, yeah, physical print media? Whoa, no one reads it. Sucks, though. I did quite like Game Informer.
I remember when I used to get Game Informer for free because I was an EB World level 4.
Ooh. Yeah, I used to have the same dealio. Because, like, I actually found a bunch of old ones in my garage. Like, but I kept a couple, though. I think the God of War one I kept, because obviously I love God of War. But, yeah, and it's a sad time. But also, like, fuck people thinking.